Welcome to the European CME Forum podcast. European CME Forum is a not-for-profit organization that promotes multi-channel discussion on matters relating to European and global CME CPD. My name is Eugene Pozniak. I'm the program director of European CME Forum. In today's episode, Pamela Funes, Thomas Kleinuder, Mia Neve, Miriam Ullman, and Sophie Wilson present highlights from a plenary session led by Margarita Velcheva during last year's 13th annual meeting of the European CME Forum. The focus of today's episode is Rapid Change and Adaptivity, the New Essential Competencies of CME CPD Providers. First, we'll hear from Sophie Wilson of IMP.
Yes, there's been many challenges over the last 6 months. And I think the key skill we've had to hone and refine with us is flexibility and adaptability, because everything has been new. We've been lucky. We were providers of live and online education. So we already had in our teams a grasp of online and digital. So I count us lucky, but we've had lots of challenges. And I've identified two, which were my key challenges. And I think the first one is faculty availability. Faculty normally, when they go to a conference, they get their ticket, they get on the plane, and when they get on the plane, they're 100% focused on the meeting that they're going to and on the networking they're going to do there. But we're now competing. Faculty are participating in virtual events from their offices, their home offices, sometimes their clinics. And so they're still able to take a clinical call, a virtual call. They've got their patients, which rightly so should be their priority. Yet we're asking them to carve out 2-3 hours a day to give this educational event. It's really difficult for them, and it's difficult for us to get that dedicated time. And so we have to be flexible. We'd love a whole day's event, but it's just not reasonable. We need to plan our events so that our faculty can still meet their clinical commitments, which in many cases have doubled, or they've been reassigned, or their teams have been assigned to COVID. So we've had to be flexible about how can we help our faculty to commit when they are doing the education with us 100% and fit around their clinical commitments. So I think that's been a really, really big challenge. And then the other challenge is learner engagement. You know, our learners are sitting in front of their computer all day. Yes, they've got their kids and their dogs in the background, but or their cats, but that's not the main thing. The main thing is they have social media, emails, their other job, and again, their clinical commitments. And it's trying to get that engagement for an hour. And so we've had to be really creative and innovative about how we engage our learners. And some things have worked and some haven't. And it really depends on your learners. So that is a really key thing, challenge to think about. And it's changing all the time. And the tools are changing all the time. So those are my two big challenges, is learner engagement and faculty engagement into the education.
Thomas Kleinuder of KWHC.
So my two major challenges I will highlight here in this conference. The challenge one is the need for speed as a provider. And I think there's a law in the digital transformation process, and this law says digital transformation will only happen if a process becomes faster using the digital technology. And I think in regard to medical education, that seems to be true. And even as a CME provider who is offering 90% in digital formats even before the pandemic, we felt as a provider that we have more workload, a lot of process change, and that all in a shorter period of time that keeps us really busy to catch up with the new speed of medical education or to support medical education. So that's my challenge as a provider. And challenge two, the digital competence, or call it digital literacy, of the educators, the faculty. We need professional settings, technical rehearsals, and the competence to play the instruments of to be a digital educator. And I think that is even more than using the same set of PowerPoint slides we had in the lecture hall and then putting these slides on the conference platform and show them during the webinar. Presenting 100 slides in 30 minutes, that's not the quality we need for the digital process. And with my, I would call it the personal experience, faculty often do not take the digital events as serious as the face-to-face events.
Miriam Ullman of the AO Foundation.
Maybe on a regional and on an international level, we are even more flexible in terms of accrediting new formats and activities, as most probably on a national level, as sometimes national authorities just take more time. And there was a general sense that somehow there are many, many more formats and activities around as before, and that was one of the challenges that we have been discussing. So how can we cope with maybe having a lot of flexibility on a regional and international level, but not so much maybe on a national level? And from there, we actually also got that into some of the, at least from a maybe society perspective, sometimes depending on processes, we struggle as well, even with internal processes, to get this flexibility in order to make sure to really to be able to properly design activities for the future that most probably might be in hybrid formats. I think we have been discussing this during all these 3 days, the blending formats, and I think that might stay a challenge in regard to accreditation on how are we going to really do this, as the whole system should be more flexible in the future.
Marguerite Velcheva from Kennis and chair of the Good CME Practice Group.
I'm glad to see that, very happy to see that a lot of us are really trying to implement these or to transform these challenges into positive strategies. And one positive point I read here from the comments to openness to virtual now for those who are closed for it first, to really try to get out of our comfort zone and to do something that we were not so comfortable with doing before, we were not so experienced, and just to get better at it and enhance that in a new learning and format.
Mia Neve of Liberum IME.
We also talked about conferences and as well as learner engagement, kind of taking it one step back and actually finding the learners was a challenge that we came up with now that we can't go to the live conferences and have boobs. And then another one was the work-life balance piece and how actually not to let the challenges we face personally affect us in work and how to not let it all become overwhelming. And I think a strategy for that is, like Miriam said, looking after ourselves, but also looking after each other. So we've been doing a lot in our teams of kind of looking after each other, speaking to each other, making sure we're all okay, looking out for each other as well. So I think the success starts at home and making sure you're looking after your team well and that everyone's okay.
Pamela Funes of Kennis.
So we talked about being more flexible, especially when working with faculty. I think many in the group work with faculty for online education or for organizing webinars, etc. And we realized that sometimes we receive content very last minute because, of course, it's virtual and they know they can do it. And so we need to be more flexible on our side. And also the fact that some faculty, depending on their specialty, are less available, but some are actually more available and they have a lot of time because maybe they are not really involved with the things that are happening at the hospital with COVID. So I think we should make the most of that time with those faculty members that are more available right now.
That was Pamela Funes, Margarita Velcheva, Thomas Kleinuda, Mia Neve, Miriam Ullman, and Sophie Wilson discussing the new essential competencies of CME CPD providers. This episode is particularly relevant to the JECME 2021 special collection on digitization of continuing education in the health professions, which is inviting article submissions until 17th of September 2021. If you would like to learn more about this topic, you can now register for the 14th annual meeting and gain access to the complete archive of last year's 13th annual European CME Forum, consisting of all the plenary and workshop sessions with over 18 hours of CME CPD content from a faculty of 70 experts in European and global CME. More information on the upcoming 14th annual European CME Forum and this year's JECME special collection can be found on our website, cmeforum.org. Thank you for listening. And join us for more episodes as we explore all things CME CPD.